أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين ورحمة للعالمين وصلى الله على آله الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله. We concluded the intense program of the Azaw Sayyid al-Shuhada during the months of Muharram and Safar. And in any way, we are moving away from that. But I would just like to take this opportunity to remind ourselves of the ongoing mission of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. The so-called season of Aza has ended, but our link to Hussein has not ended. Keep that in mind. Sometimes, you know, on a subconscious level, we say, okay, it's over now. But that attachment with the cause of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is still there. And I would like to go back to just one sentence from the will that Imam wrote, which is a message for us for all the times, where he says, إِنَّمَا خَرَجْتُ لِطَلَبِ الْإِسْلَاةِ فِي أُمَّةِ جَدِّي I have risen to reform, to seek reformation in the community of my grandfather. And what do I would like to do? He says, أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَأْمُرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَأَنْهِيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ I would like to command good and forbid evil. أَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهِيَ الْمُنْكَرِ is the basis of his mission. Even our sixth Imam in the famous ziyarat that we have known as Ziyarat Awarith, where he, when it comes to the point where he says, you describe the achievements of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, that's where you say, أشهد أنك قد أقمت الصلاة وآتيت الزكاة وأمرت بالمعروف ونهيت عن المنكر. So this issue of, you know, commanding or encouraging good and forbidding and discouraging evil is part of the goal of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. That's why he gave his life for that, and this has to continue even now. When we talk about Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy al Munkar, remember this is a duty upon us. It is part of our, you know, teachings when we talk about Furu'd-Din, you know, in the teachings that we have in the madrasa. And of course, when we talk about encouraging others to do ma'roof and good, and discouraging them from doing munkar and what is evil, we have to realize that, you know, you have to start yourself doing that. You can't just be talking to others on this issue. We have to take that step ourselves also. It's important also to remind ourselves that there are different levels. Sometimes we think, you know, Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar can only be done by this Asa. No. You know, there are different levels that Quran talks about it. Beginning with the what is known as Bil Qalb. Doing Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar with your heart, which means that, you know, spiritually and mentally, you should love what is Ma'ruf and good. And you should dislike what is munkar and haram. You know, whatever is forbidden. And then from that level, you go from the level of heart to the level of the tongue. Bil lisan. If you have the ability to speak, to write, to communicate, then you basically would promote good in different ways of means of communication and discourage people from evil. And then you reach to the level of hand. Bil yad, where, you know, you use the power that you have. And of course, this is not for everyone. Those who are in the position of authority, you know, and there are different levels also there. A parent, for example, has the authority on his or her children. So they have this issue of trying to enforce what is good and forbid what is evil. A teacher, to the extent of the right given to the teacher in the classroom, will be enforcing ma'ruf and preventing munkar. And then, of course, on a societal level, those who are assigned with the duty of enforcing law and order in an Islamic society, they are religiously obliged to implement amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. We realize that this principle of al-amr bil ma'ruf and al-nahi anil munkar for us here in the Western part of the world is even more crucial. Because gradually what we see around in this society, you know, things which were known, actions which were known as sinful and illegal in the past, gradually are being legalized and it's okay. And this is where we had to realize that, you know, instead of dealing with the social problems, the society here has taken the easy way out. Just legalize it and things will be forgotten then. Because you are, you know, changing the category, delisting it from the list of the problems into it's okay. And this becomes even more, you know, difficult for us. This is where I would say that the society just gives in to what is known as the desire, the worship of desire. And basically this issue of worshiping the desire is the modern God of these days. You know, this issue of what we call nafs parasti, worshiping your own desire, you know, this has taken the place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would like to do what I like, and I want the legislative body to make it legal for me. And this is something which goes against with the spirit of Islam, and when we talk about the submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think we have to even stand up more clearly on this issue, of course, within the parameters of the laws of the land, and make sure that the values that Islam cherishes are very clearly defined for the next generation. Because we don't want them to grow up with a very corrupted and diluted version of Islam. This is the problem. You know, there are people who go around and they would like to see that Islam becomes something like Christianity. You know, whatever people say, the church is now, other than the Catholics, on this issue, they are still firm as far as their values are concerned. The majority, you have just given in. And this is where we have to realize that when we talk about Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar, you know, on a communal level, it is more a serious responsibility that we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran, ayat number 110, actually talks about the Muslim Ummah. And he basically says, what is the main function of the Muslim Ummah on a global level? The Ummah, of course, is busy with killing one another. You know, let alone even thinking about what is the vision of the Muslim Ummah from the Quranic point of view. From the Quranic point of view, basically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best of nations, raised up for the benefit of the world, for the people of the world. What do you do? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنَحُونَ عَلِى الْمُنْكَرِ. You are encouraging and spreading what is good and preventing and discouraging what is forbidden. And that's the vision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the responsibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us on a global level. And this becomes so important for us, not just as an ummah on a global level, when we talk about ourselves on a local level, members of a community. You know, we are mu'minin and mu'minat. We are brothers and sisters in faith of one another. What is our duty on this issue? It's interesting that in Surah Tawbah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in ayat number 71, He talks about the mu'minin and mu'minat, the way He describes them. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتْ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The believing men and the believing women are wali, friends of one another. They are brethren of one another in faith. What do they do? يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. The first thing is that they encourage one another to do good, discourage one another from evil. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ. And then Allah talks about namaz and zakat, you know, fulfilling the duty towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfilling the rights of one another. وَيُطِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And in short, Allah says that these are the people who obey Allah and His Messenger. And what is the result of that? أُولَٰئِكَ سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهُ. These are the people on whom Allah will shower His mercy. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. He is powerful and wise. And this is where you realize that, you know, sometimes we say, well, you know, this is not East Africa, this is not Pakistan, this is not Iran, this is not Afghanistan, this is not Iraq. You know, it's not your business and what I am doing. Well, if we are brothers and sisters in faith of one another, it is our business. Of course, remember the levels. You don't always use the asa. That's not for you. That's for Imam Juma. Okay? Remember the method of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar is important. You know, but we have to realize if that is the relationship that we have as mu'minin and mu'minat, then the very first thing is not namaz and zakat and other things. The first thing is Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the courage and the wisdom to live up to that ideal that Imam Hussein alayhi salam has left for us. إن أحسن الحديث كتاب الله العزيز بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحليم الكريم غافر الذنب وقابل التوبة وهو الغفور الرحيم ونشهد أن لا إله إلا هو العتوف للعباد بجوده والعواد على المذنبين بحلمه ونشهد أن محمدا نبيه وحبيبه سيد المرسلين والشفيع المذنبين ورحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وآله الداعين إلى سبيل الله بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة قادة الأمم وأولياء النعمة ومعدن الرحمة أوصيكم عباد الله بالتوبة ما سلف من ذنوبكم. In Toronto we already had the first flavor of our snow just two nights ago. Of course, there are others who are watching us live on Ahlul Bayt TV, different parts of the world. I know you are going through a good season over there, especially south of the equator. But I would just like to use this change in the season here as a spiritual lesson or a message that we can derive from it. We have fall and then winter, and then we look forward to spring and summer, and the cycle goes on and on during our entire life. And this is where we have to realize that just as the season goes through different phases, even our heart on a spiritual level, not this physical heart, also goes through different, you know, states. Different conditions. It goes through the levels of ups and downs. The Prophet of Islam, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and his wasi and khalifa, Amir al-Mu'mineen, both of them actually in different sayings, they have talked about the state of our heart, where they say, remember, إِنَّ لِلْقُلُوبِ إِقْبَالًا وَإِدْبَارًا. إِقْبَال means, you know, it comes forward when you command something. Idbar means it is walking away. So sometimes the hearts, you know, listen to what you are saying, and sometimes it's trying to run away. Sometimes it is obedient, sometimes it is rebellious. And this is where, and so we have to realize, you know, just as when you put the, you know, patient in the hospital on the monitor, the heart goes up and down, you know, the line. If it's straight, then Khuda Hafiz. But it has up and down. So even spiritually, you know, we go through up and down. And this is where we realize, okay, we are alive. But then what do? And this is where the Prophet as well as Ali, in different wordings, where they say that, you know, when your heart is at a highest level of, you know, a heightened level of spirituality, then seize the moment to do extras. When it comes to your namaz, you know, the example they use is nafila. The Prophet says, فَإِذَا أَقْبَلَتْ, when your heart is moving forward, responding to your command, then فَتَنَفَّلُ, do nafila. Amir al-Mu'minin uses different, you know, wordings. He says, إِذَا أَقْبَلَتْ فَحْمِلُوهَا عَلَى النَّوَافِلُ, when your heart is obedient to you, then impose nafila, you know, prayers on it, the extras. But when the heart is at the lower level of spirituality, then what do? The Prophet says, وَإِذَا أَدْبَرَتْ فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْفَرِيضَةِ, if the heart is being rebellious, not listening to you fully, then make sure at least you do what is obligatory and wajib. Do your fariza. Amir al-Mu'minin uses the word, فَاخْتَصِرُ بِهَا عَلَى الْفَرَائِضِ, then at least confine yourself to what is obligatory upon you. And so when you are spiritually down, make sure at least you do the wajibat, refrain from the haram. But when you are at a heightened level of spirituality, the heart is with you, you know, then you basically try to do the extra. So this is what we, you know, can relate to the issue of the seasons also. Now, especially now that winter has started for us, not officially, but it's already there anyway. You know, we can use this in the light of these sayings from the Prophet and Amir al-Mu'mineen, explain in a different way by Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. You see, the spring season is considered to be the good season. You know, the flowers starting blossoming. You know, the weather is good, the best in the during the year. So it's considered to be a good, and actually, if you look at the Arabic name of this month, Rabi', Rabi' means spring. Now, the Imam says, Ash-shita Rabi'ul Mu'min. The winter season is actually the spring season for a mu'min. This is the bahar of the mu'min. Why? It says, because of the change in the time. يَطُولُ فِيهِ لَيْلُهُ, the night becomes longer and the days are shorter. So when the nights are shorter, the nights are longer, you know, like today, I just calculated today's timing. You have 14 hours at night. Okay, 14 hours of night. You don't sleep 14 hours. And so what the Imam is saying, يَطُولُ فِيهِ لَيْلُهُ, the nights are longer, فَيَسْتَعِينُ بِهِ عَلَى قِيَامِهِ. Use that extra longer nights that you have in the winter to stand up and do the nawafil and the extras. وَيَقْصُرُ فِيهِ نَهَارُهُ, the days are shorter. Today is only 10 hours. We complain when we have Ramadan 19 hours, huh? Imam says, فَيَقْصُرُ فِيهِ نَهَارُهُ. In winter, the days are shorter. فَيَسْتَعِينُ بِهِ عَلَى صِيَامِهِ. Do your, you know, qaza fasting or even nafila mustahab fasting during the winter time. 10 hours. Even before you reach home from work, it's already time to do iftar. And so this is where we have to realize that, you know, how do we maximize even the benefits of the season to elevate our own spiritual status. Especially keeping in mind that, you know, people have qada, ladies, men also, and this will be the opportunity. Actually, the days will even become more shorter gradually. And so maximize that time, and inshallah, you know, and Allah has no problem that if you did qaza in the summer, you must do qaza in this summer. No, you missed it in summertime in Ramadan. Now it's winter, you can still do the qaza in a shorter duration. There is no problem there. And so let us learn this lesson from the changing in the season and try to maximize the spiritual blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these longer nights and shorter days, inshallah. اللهم صل على سيد المرسلين والشفيع المذنبين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وعلى إمام المتقين وأمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب صلوات الله عليه وعلى سيدة نساء العالمين سيدتنا فاطمة بنت رسول الله صلوات الله عليها وعلى سيد الشباب أهل الجنة الحسن المجتبى والحسين الشهيد بكربلاء عليهم الصلاة والسلام والأئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على مولانا الحجة بن الحسن صاحب العصر والزمان محيا أسار البدء والتغيان هادم أمنيات الشرك والنفاق حاصد فور البغض والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آباء الكرام ما اتصلت الليالي والأيام اللهم عجل فرج وصح المخرج واكحل ناظرنا بنظرة منا إليه واجعلنا من المستشهدين بين يديه اللهم اجعلنا ممن يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى إن الله يعمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.